It's very easy to lose the path that you're meant to walk in life. I'm talking about the truth path of why God put you on this earth to begin with, or the Creator, or Yahya, or Yahweh. Either way, you know who He is. It's very easy to stray off that path and to lose your way and not and completely have everything spin out of control. But finding a way back is a whole different ballgame. Very seldom do people ever actually find their way back. I mean, it's a very rare occurrence, but on very rare occasions do people actually find their way back to the true path of what they're meant to walk. It happens. It definitely happens. But somewhere along the way, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to make some foul-ups. You're not going to get it right 110% all the time. Nobody ever does. Somewhere along the way, you're going to sit there and screw up so royally that it kicks you in the ass, and the pain is so gut-wrenching that anything is welcome to make that pain, that gut-wrenching pain of regret and guilt and remorse, go away. And it brews inside you. It's like a shit pot stirring inside your belly, and you don't know how to get rid of it. You do just about anything. The key to that point, when you reach that one moment in your life, is to try and look inside yourself and to think, do I still have fight left in me? I do. And if you do, good. See, there's some things that parents, there's some things that friends, there's some things that people in general can't teach you. You need to find your own path that you're meant to walk down for yourself, by yourself. Some answers you need to find for yourself that nobody else can give you. See, when you reach that point, you have to slowly but surely fight your way back on the true path that you were meant to walk. Back on the true path that was set in front of you a long time ago. So JT once said, nothing happens by chance. Everything happens by design. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything happens for a reason, no matter how ugly or how nasty or how icky it may seem. See, that's the painful part that nobody is ever prepared for. If more people wrap their mind around that, we'd be better off. But know one thing. You can find your way back. You can find your way back, and you can find a way back to the true path you're meant to walk. You can find your way back to the true path that God has set out and right in front of you. But no one person's path is exactly the same as the other. Each and every one of us have our own unique path that we're meant to walk in life. Nothing ever happens the same twice, or the second time around, or the third, or the fourth. We have to be prepared for, is in general, are you prepared for the storms? Are you prepared for the waves that come in life? Are you prepared for the mishaps and the foul-ups and the stop-ups that go on day in and day out for you all the time? Are you prepared for all that? Are you truly ready for that? If you think you are, you're dead wrong. See, I thought I was ready for that, but I wasn't. I thought I was ready for that wholeheartedly, 110%. And then everything came at me like a wave. Oh, I was on the right path for a while, but then I got some distractions thrown at me. And I chose to let those distractions pull me out, pull me away. But I spent years living with regret and pain. Like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? If I didn't do that, I wouldn't have my two beautiful kids. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't have seen the world for what it really is. I needed to wait for the U.S. government to fail me. To fail me in such a way to where I lost all faith in the government. 110%. I have lost faith in the government. But I have no desire to fight the government. What am I going to do? What exactly am I going to do by fighting them? By fighting them, I'm just creating more problems for myself. I'm no good to anybody dead. I'm no good to anybody locked up in prison. I'm no good to anybody in a hospital. I'm certainly no good to anybody out of my mind going nowhere in life. But you have to ask yourself, how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go to find your way back when you veered off the path that you're meant to walk in life? How far are you willing to go to fight your way out of the muck and out of the quicksand that you've been rapidly sinking in every day, day in and day out, since the moment you realized that you found yourself veering off on a detour? How far are you willing to go to make your way back to that? How far? Because if you're willing to make your way back to that, know this. Everything under the sun is going to find its way in your path to stop you head on. Everything is going to try and stop you from reaching that goal. Not that you're not going to have any victories, you're going to have minor victories along the way. Minor victories and major victories. Things that prepare you for the things to come. Things to prepare you for the life that you know you're meant to lead. Each and every one of us is different. None of us have the same exact life we're supposed to lead. If you're meant to be an architect, that's fine. Good. Be the best architect you could possibly be. Design a new building that's environmentally safe, that creates a future for everybody, that doesn't tear down the forest. If you're a scientist, be the best scientist you could possibly be. Come up with new technologies and new ways that don't screw up the environment, that cure disease, that help us manage this planet. If you're meant to be a construction worker, you be the best construction worker you could possibly be. Not everybody is meant to do what I do. Not everybody is meant to speak out. Not everybody is meant to try and make music and make a way for themselves with their talents. I just happen to be talented in that area. But you and I are two totally different people. We're not the same. Know that no one has the same exact path written in life. Everyone has a different path that is chosen for them. Somewhere along the way, you're going to make some mistakes. Somewhere along the way, you're going to make some horrible life choices. Somewhere along the way, you're going to do some dumb things that make you want to kick yourself. You either A, stew in it and let it eat you alive, or B, you can take that out, you can take that regret and that pain, and you can rechannel it into something much better. See, your perspective has been warped. You've been led in a world that has taught you to believe that just because you're not rich and you're not famous, that you're a failure. You don't need riches and fame to be a success in life. You don't need that. See the lies you've been told? You've been led to believe that because you're not part of the upper 1%. That you're a failure. You've been led to believe so many different fallops in this world that is sickening. See what they spoon-fed you all these years? It's been going on for a long time. Does it hurt? You betcha. Our society as a whole is not meant to sustain itself on these lies and these lies alone. These lies are what led up to where we are right now. We put our main focus on these trivial, stupid things, and yet none of us were prepared for the potential societal meltdown that could happen. We're constantly on the edge of a societal meltdown, of a global catastrophe. Think COVID-19 is the worst of it? Think again. Think COVID-19 is the worst thing that could possibly happen? Think again. You haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen anything. Mother Nature is just getting started. Mother Nature is just getting started to giving us that proverbial ass whooping we've been running from again and again and again. A pandemic? That's a slap on the wrist. That first giving us a spanking, saying go stand in the corner and think about what you've done. That's a fair warning of, okay, excuse, hello, man, mankind. Could you please take your heads out of your asses and listen to me for a change and stop this shit? I'm bleeding at the throat and I'm begging you to stop. But you don't. All I want is for you to stop. Every day, more and more young people chase after pipe dreams, they chase after trivial things, they chase after all these superficial goals and dreams that have no density whatsoever. You think in 100 years people are going to remember any entertainers? No. Maybe they'll be in the history books. In 200 years? 500 years? Not really. Their compositions would be remembered. Nobody knew what their music or what they sounded like, what they talked like, what they were like. The reality is, though, we can kid ourselves all we want. People who really remembered in life are the people that made honest sacrifices. other people that have done what they can to make the world a better place. Those are the people that get remembered. Like Martin Luther. He had a different way of worshiping God. Revolutionized it completely. He was persecuted. But he came out the other side. Right now, your first instinct as a young person, if you're a college student, is go to that bar, drink that beer, party up, live it up. Without certain phases of the lockdown being in place, you would all be doing that. See, that's what they expect you to do. You get drunk, they fill their pockets, then you get stuck working some dead-end job with a college degree that's nothing more than a glorified piece of wallpaper hanging on your wall. Because all that money that you could have been spending making a future for yourself, you pissed away partying. See the lies you've been told? All that selfishness, all that instant gratification you've been spoon-fed by society as a whole has led you up to this point, to where your heads are spinning and you don't know what to do. See, more of those lies you've been told. You can kid yourselves all we want, but this has been an ongoing problem since day one. Let's not fool ourselves. We could try and get past this, but in the end, it's going to come back to bite us in the ass repeatedly the more we ignore it. I don't say this to offend any of you. I say this to wake you up. I say this to get your attention. I know, someone along the way, I met the wrong girl. 19 years old. She ruined my life. When I first got the phone call, she said, "Oh, you're such and such's friend." And I said, "Yeah." My first instinct was to hang up the phone. And she said, "You don't know me." "Yeah, you don't. I don't know you. Goodbye." That phone call led to 4 years of pure hell. 4 years of being pushed around and abused. Her getting pregnant by me 4 times, delivering 2 of my kids. Then child services coming in one day, taking my children, driving off with them. When she thoroughly sucked me dry, she tossed me away like human garbage. I live with that every day. Eventually, the paperwork got pushed through too quickly. During the time period I was with her, we got evicted from multiple apartments. She was dominating every part of my life, wouldn't let me have friends, wouldn't let me have anything. She knew I couldn't bring myself to hit her, so toward the end, she was beating on me. Then, when she was ready to toss me away like garbage, which I wasn't really fighting, I walked in on her and the guy she was cheating on me with. First, I felt, you know, because I was Stockholm Syndrome, felt hurt. When I had my own apartment, I was free of her. But I was still under the boot and control of my family. See, that's the price you pay when you meet the wrong woman. everyone controls you. That led to another relationship because my family controlling me, that didn't work either. I came close to marrying her. 4 years, loved her with all my heart, was faithful since day one. I got dumped over the phone and her family used her like a piggy bank. It's sad. And still all that time, I knew I'd been failed, but I had no idea what that meant, truly meant. After that, I had my dream apartment. Beautiful artist loft. The best apartment I ever had. I had delusions of grandeur. I wanted to be seen as an upscale, rich, artsy guy. I wanted to create this illusion, reinvent myself, but that didn't happen. I got cocky, I got arrogant. Then eventually the Blondie music video happened. I got to act in it, work behind the scenes. Someone said, "Did you get paid?" I said, "Yeah." I got to be on TV in 11 different countries. If I ever become a rock star one day, I'll have a red carpet waiting for me laid out in England. If I got to hang out with rock stars, I got to have a beautiful experience. It was awesome. I thought, hey, I'm gonna move on. I'm on the go. I'm moving on to bigger and better things. That didn't happen either. Eventually, it got worse. I met the wrong girl again. Another wrong girl. Long story short, I ended up ditching that apartment and living to move to South Carolina. And because I didn't want to be controlled by my family anymore. It took helping to a whole new degree. Just to get $5 to get a bag to get some laundry detergent was an argument with my one brother. I mean, it was really a miserable experience. I had control over nothing. Led me attempting suicide multiple times. Throughout my lifetime, I've attempted suicide more times than I have fingers and toes. I lost count. Eventually, her and I didn't work out, and I'm back in New York, homeless, on the street. Then I ended up staying with somebody who was a supposed friend. Truth matter is, he was this weirdo who's been in and out of prison for various idiotic, crumb things. The guy has borderline retardation. Every hint that he's gay, but he lies about it every single. He's straight. The guy is a pathological liar and an overall weirdo. He's the kind of guy that you would run from, or you would just, most mobsters would shoot in the head for the sake of the rest of the world. But you and I wouldn't do anything because we were too squeamish to even hurt the guy. Too squeamish to even hurt the guy. Fact of the matter is, that didn't work out either. Well, I met a girl. Truth be told, is out of all the women I've ever met, she's the one that always got away. She was a fireman and a nurse. And if I could have any woman back in my life, she would be the one I would have. She was that one that got away. And every day since then, I'm all too aware of it. Trying to fill that space with other women, other things. It didn't work out. All this time, I'm sitting there trying to chase after whatever it is I'm looking for and not finding it. Now let's skip up to a few years later. Eventually, when I found my way back to Dutchess County, I'd been homeless again. This time for over a year. Sleeping in my friend's car, warming up at McDonald's early in the morning to hear some old guy with his high-pitched rat-type voice searing right through my ear. It took me 5 months to pay off paying for my camper. Sat in a storage lot for the longest time. Eventually, I was able to sneak in there and start sleeping in it. When I made my way back to Dutchess County, it was cathartic. See, I lived in Dutchess County as a child. The happiest moments of my childhood were spent in Dutchess County. It was as if I put this county on a pedestal. People say I'm crazy for doing so, but when a county is good to you, a county is good to you. Period. It feels good. You don't fight that, you go with it. But if I could do anything over again, would not let that girl, one girl who is the nurse slash firefighter, slip away. I'm telling you all this because I'm trying to give you a clear perspective is, you know what? This is what leads a person off their true path in life. Kingston and moving back to Dutchess County, my sister died. The day she died, part of me died with her. The day she died, two sides of me that were dueling with each other for dominance over the vessel. That battle finally came to an end. That battle finally came to a screeching halt. There's between two sides, the white man in me and the Native American in me. White and enemy lost that battle. He was always the dominant one, but he was kept in a cage. Until finally he was let out. For me though, myself free was one of the hardest things to do. It's one of the hardest things I could have possibly done. Like I said, I made my way back on my truth path in life, the true path in life I'm meant to walk. To get back on that path, you're going to find some bumps along the way. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to make some talents. Like I said, you're not going to get it 100%, 110% all the time. What's going to happen is it's going to sit there and gnaw away at you, and it's going to eat at you. It's going to beat you down to where you feel like giving up. I can promise you this much. If there's anything you don't want to do at that point, it's giving up. All you can really do is find your way back, do what you got to do to be the best version of you you could possibly be from there on in. It all depends entirely upon what you want to do. You could choose to have the life that's laid out for you to where what society expects you to do. Or you can choose to find the way for you that makes sense for you. You could choose to find the way that makes sense for you no matter what. And not compromise. And not let them win. And not kowtow to what they expect you to do. Choose to follow that path in life. Because if you choose the other, if you choose the higher path, which is the path that you know you're meant to make you truly happy, you can sit there and lay your head on your pillow every night with no regret. That right there, that's the true essence of what it means to be alive. Like I said, you can make your way back, you can make your way forward, back on the true path that you're meant to walk. Somewhere along the way, it's gonna get rough. It's gonna hurt. But if you make your way back, and you make your way back to the path that truly meant to walk, you finally prepare that victory dance. To walk, you're meant to dance. That moment, you'll savor it much more, appreciate it better than any other moment in your entire life. The trick is to make each day count. Make each day count and live like there's no tomorrow. Appreciate each and every moment that is laid out in front of you. Take nothing for granted. And know that everything in life is a gift. Some gifts you may want to put back. Just a gift nonetheless. Fact of the matter is, when you finally made your way to the point you're supposed to be, then the real fun begins. Then what you know you need to do with the rest of your life is laid out right in front of you. And the choice is entirely up to you. I would challenge each and every one of you listening to this to make a new path for yourself. Don't settle for second best. Settle for what you need, for don't settle for anything else. Don't let them turn you into that defeated, depressed, low version of yourself that you never want to be. Don't let them turn you into that low version of yourself that you know you're not meant to be. That's for me. I choose to set myself free. I take my power back. I take control over my life back. Granted, God has full control, autonomy. He's in the driver's seat. But I have control over the vessel. I have a say over me. With every passing goal, every passing day, every passing obstacle I overcome, I take my power back. Have you done the same?